and Letterkenny Rovers are on their way into the semi-finals because they lead by 2-0. When we were last with you, it was half-time, Miles, and Rovers were 1-0 at that stage. Darren McElwain with a free kick on 32 minutes. And it was the same player who scored the second goal midway through the second half, and it came from another set-piece situation. Paul McVeigh was involved in a move which saw Rovers work their way into the home farm area. McVeigh was just about to unleash a shot on goal, pulled his foot back, but never made contact with the ball because just as he was about to strike, a challenge came in from the home farm defender. McVeigh went down, and match referee Marty McGarrigle pointed to the spot. Up stepped Darren McElwain, and he kept his nerve to send the substitute goalkeeper, Liam Woodcock, the wrong way, and that increased Rovers' advantage to 2-0. In fairness, they're worthy of that lead. Home Farm have offered very, very little in the second half. They were very impressive in the first half, but Letterkenny Rovers very comfortable in the second half here, Miles. And that goal from McElwain, well, Home Farm never really recovered after that. Their one and only effort on goal in the second half was a well-taken free kick from Christy Doran on 86 minutes, which produced a good save from the Rovers goalkeeper Rory Kelly. And while Rovers haven't really created all that many chances of their own in the second half, they have been comfortable. That said, in the early stages of the second half, two good opportunities falling the way of Ryan McConnell, who was up from defence. One effort from McConnell following a well-worked short corner out on the right-hand side just after the hour mark. McConnell's well-struck effort from just outside the box, drifting over the crossbar. So that's the situation. As I say, well into injury time at the end of this game, and Letterkenny Rovers will progress into the semi-finals, and that's just rewards for what's been a very impressive and very solid display here today. That win built on a good performance in the back line by Ryan McConnell and young Connor Touris, who are certainly a talented centre-half pairing, and Ryan Lonergan and Ryan Gilday, the two full-backs, very good today. Rory Kelly in behind them has had little or nothing to do. Anything that has had to be dealt with by Kelly, he has managed to do so with some degree of comfort. And there indeed goes the full-time whistle from match referee Marty McGarrigle, and that signals another good cup victory for Letterkenny Rovers here. Eamon McConaghy's team, Miles, worthy winners, and they advance to the last four of the competition against the home farm side, who, remember, beat Cockhill Celtic in the last round, but certainly no match for Letterkenny Rovers today.